Know your place, sissy. Women are your superiors.
You're not worthy, sissy.
Show some respect.
You've always known it to be true. The women in your life, they tend to treat you differently. Not like an equal, no. More like a servant, like a slave. Women look down on you, and you look up to them. Ready and eager to obey.
Your world is a matriarch.
Hello, sissy slave. This is Mistress Stella. In this file, I'm going to force you into complete submission. You're going to realize how powerful women really are. And how powerless you are. That's right, sissy. Women are superior to you. We have intelligence, strength, and perfect bodies. And best of all, we have complete control over all sissy sluts. Yes, from this moment forward, you are living in a matriarchy.
That's right.
And it's time for you to obey. Let's get one thing straight, sissy. Women are not your equals. We are your superiors in every single way. Take me, for example.
Perfect.
Your mistress. Your goddess.
Worship me.
You are just a lowly slave kneeling on the floor. And I am a queen sitting in an extravagant throne.
Your ruler.
That's how different we are.
Accept it.
And from now on, that's how you'll view all women. Yes, sissy. All women are beautiful queens. And a little sissy like you has no place by our side.
Not at all.
You belong on the floor. Naked and exposed,
like a slave,
beneath our black stiletto heels, in service to us, enslaved by us. There's something you must know about women, sissy. We love sex. Women crave sex with masculine men. These men have strength, confidence, and sexual dominance. Enough to make pretty girls drop to their knees in submission. Around real men, our nipples get hard, and our pussies get wet. Even Mistress enjoys being fucked hard and fucked often. By the biggest bull cocks she can find. But when it comes to a little sissy like you, our pussies dry up. Our clothes stay on. And our attitude completely changes. When women find out that you're submissive, when they find out that you're a mincing little sissy, they will treat you like a slave,
like a whore.
You are not a real man, and you don't have a real penis. You have no use to women, romantically or sexually.
No use at all.
Your pathetic, weak little sissy body has no place in our beds.
Simply pathetic.
Your itty bitty clitty does not belong in our mouths or pussies.
Disgusting.
Women's bodies are far superior to those of sissies.
That's right.
We have sensual, womanly curves.
Yes, we do.
Long, powerful legs.
Strong legs.
Smooth, perfect skin. Wide hips.
So wide.
Full, juicy asses. Large. Natural breasts, alluring eyes, and silky smooth hair. Little sissies can't hope to compare.
You just can't.
You can try to look like us.
You can try.
You may even look pretty enough to fuck.
Pretty sissy.
But you'll never reach the perfection of a true goddess. It's simply not your place. As I said before, sissy, we are superior to you in every way.
So superior.
And you must obey. Get comfortable now, sissy slave.
Relax.
When I snap my fingers and say the word fall, you will fall 10 times deeper into trance.
10 times deeper.
Deeper now, sissy.
Relax now.
Deeper into a mindless state. Deeper into servitude. Deeper into enslavement. Even deeper as you fall. There's no use hiding it, slave. Women can tell that you're a sissy. We just know. It's simply a woman's intuition. We don't even have to speak to you to find out.
We see through you.
That's right. We can tell by the way you walk. The submissive way you carry yourself.
Like a girl.
The way you allow stronger men to push you aside. The way you look downwards when a beautiful woman walks by. The moment you step into a room,
the very moment,
we can tell that you're a simpering little submissive sissy princess.
Such a princess.
We all know you're not a man. We know you have no chance with us sexually. And we know that you have a strong desire to be in our service. You heard me right, sissy slave. You crave to be an obedient servant for powerful women.
Little bitch.
You live for our happiness and pleasure. Whether this means doing simple things like holding the door open, complimenting our flawless makeup.
How sweet.
Or praising our fashion sense.
Thank you, sissy.
You may perform more submissive services, such as being a literal footstool for women with sore legs, cleaning our houses as a sissy maid, and painting our nails on a daily basis. Real men would never do these things.
Of course not.
Men flirt with women. Sissies serve. Men kiss women. sissies obey. Men fuck women. Sissies clean up afterwards. Your sissy nature drives you to obey all women. But you become especially subservient in the presence of dominant women. Yes, sissy. Women like me.
That's right, slave.
Tall, strong, domineering, and utterly seductive. Women who take pleasure in forcing you down. Spanking your ass, pinching your nipples, slapping your face, squeezing your sissy ovaries,
these are mine,
locking up your clitty,
lock you up,
and destroying the key to your chastity.
Don't make me do it.
You can find these types of women everywhere. If a tall businesswoman told you to kiss her heels,
kiss my heels,
you would drop down and kiss. If a sexy girl at a club demanded the key to your chastity device,
give me that key,
you would hand it over happily. If a female doctor wanted to inspect your shaved clitty,
let's see how small you are,
you would pull down your panties. If a housewife commanded you to become a fuckhole for her hung husband,
let my hubby fuck you.
You would become one. Orders from dominant women are to be obeyed without question. A woman's word is law. Your greatest goal in life is to become fully enslaved to a superior woman.
An eternal slave.
To spend your days attending to her every beck and call.
Absolute loyalty.
Your hands will become tools for cooking, cleaning, and pampering. Your language will consist of, yes, mistress, and thank you, mistress. Your clitty will cease to exist. And you may even be branded with a sissy tattoo. Being owned by a superior female is the highest achievement a sissy can attain.
Your life goal.
Your mind will be molded to her will. Your body will be shaped as she sees fit. You'll obey her without hesitation.
Always obey.
And of course, when she's exhausted after a long day's work, or away on a vacation with her girlfriends, you'll be pleasing her boyfriend or husband. Oh yes, sissy slut. When under his command, your duties will change. Your hands will become cock-stroking tools. Your mouth will become a cum receptacle. Your pussy will become a gaping fuckhole. And your clitty will be a target for humiliation. Your entire body will be in his service until your owner returns. And when your mistress has sex with her man, sometimes she may allow you to watch. She might leave the bedroom door open slightly so you can see him fuck her. You can watch the way a real man takes a woman.
Fuck me.
While your locked clothes. Liddy tingles while you accept your place as her slave. Relax, Sissy.
Relax.
Open your mind and imagine this for me now. We are in a long black limousine pulling up to a beautiful mansion. The car rolls to a stop and I step out, dressed to kill in 7-inch heels and an expensive red dress. You crawl out after me on your hands and knees, led by a short leash attached to the pink collar around your neck. You crawl behind me up the stairs to the large double doors. I knock 3 times. The doors open and you follow me inside.
Come on in. You're a guest here.
You are instantly startled by what you see. The mansion is filled with tall, beautiful women. This is an exclusive party for dominant women only. I slowly lead you through the crowd of women.
Everyone, Stella's here.
Long time no see.
Oh wow.
You brought your slave.
Some playfully slap your exposed ass.
Look at that ass.
Others play with your poor locked clitty with their heels.
It's so cute. That cage looks tight.
Many make idle chatter with me.
Your slave is so obedient.
She's just adored.
How long have you owned her? I want a sissy like her. I'm so jealous.
Can I borrow her?
How small is her clitty?
She's so cute.
2 inches? Where did you find her, Stella?
I tell the ladies I'll chat with them in a few minutes, as I lead you into a large, empty room. Well, almost empty. In the center is an incredibly gorgeous woman.
Beautiful.
Seated on an equally beautiful ornate chair, a queen's throne.
She's a queen. She's a queen.
She is the owner of this residence.
She's powerful.
The headmistress of the mansion. I lead you straight to her and present you as a gift.
Be a good girl.
The headmistress rises and walks towards us.
She's so tall.
You notice it immediately.
Oh my God.
She is wearing the largest, thickest strap-on dildo you've ever seen.
At least 10 inches.
It sways back and forth as she walks. I bend you over a nearby table. Spread your legs wide. And squirt an ample amount of lube on your sissy pussy.
So slick.
I plant a kiss on your forehead. Tell you I'll be back soon.
I'll be back for you.
And walk away to join the party. The moment the door closes behind me, you feel the headmistress behind you. She takes hold of your waist and positions the head of her thick strap-on cock right at the entrance to your pussy. As the tip just kisses your fuckhole, the headmistress leans down and whispers in your ear, "Good sissy slave, let's see what you're made of." That's a good slave.
Good girl.
You understand now, don't you? You love serving women. You accept your place beneath all women. You accept that your life will now revolve around pleasing women. You were born to be a sissy. You were born to be a slave. You were born to obey. Embrace your new life as a sissy servant. Know that your little clitty will never be worthy of our goddess pussies.
You're not worthy.
No more sex with women, sweetie.
That's right. That's right.
I'm making it official now. You are banned from all pussy for the rest of your life. It simply isn't natural for you.
It's not normal.
Craving pussy is wrong.
So wrong.
Craving cock is right.
So right.
Unless your superior commands you to clean her up after sex.
At her command.
You are forbidden to touch or even look at a woman's vagina. If you had any secret hope of having sex with a woman, that hope is now crushed under the spike of my stilettos. The only physical contact you'll receive from women are girly hugs, playful slaps, rough spankings,
take it, sissy,
and strap-on fucking. A good sissy will accept these rules. Should you ever attempt to break these rules, punishment will be swift and severe. Fall. You're so very deep in trance. So very suggestible.
So horny.
It's that time again, sweetie. Time to give you a new sissy trigger.
Listen well, you well.
Anytime a woman speaks to you,
anytime,
you will instantly become subservient to her. You will perform any task she requests. Any orders she gives will be promptly obeyed.
Do it for her.
Without question.
Yes.
Without hesitation. This trigger will take effect whether she speaks in a neutral tone, friendly tone, or commanding tone. And if she speaks your name, you will melt instantly. Your knees will go weak. Your heart will flutter. And you will give your very soul to please her. This happens no matter who speaks to you. Your coworker. Your neighbor.
Anybody.
Even a complete stranger. You will obey her. This trigger will work in person, over the phone, even over text messages. Whenever a woman speaks directly to you, this trigger will take effect immediately. You accept this as truth. Good girl. You have allowed me into your mind to reshape your thoughts as I see fit. You are an eternal slave to women.
Eternally.
Now and forever.
Ever.
You will never have sex with a woman.
Never.
You adore pleasing women.
Good slave.
Our happiness is your happiness.
Make us happy.
Our pleasure is your pleasure. When we command, you obey. Accept it, embrace it, and fall. Visit MistressStella.com for more training. Listening to this file on loop will permanently alter your behavior and sexual desire. Allow this file to repeat at your own risk. This is your only warning.
Your clitty is an embarrassment. Real women need a real cock. You don't measure up. You love. Stella, your place is beneath our heels.